in the first half. You know, we were playing with the breeze, yes, and obviously we had a couple of setbacks with Colum getting black carded, with Hugh Pat, who was excelling, getting a pretty hard tackle and not enough maybe for it, and then Paddy McNulty getting sent off too for we're really going for the ball. You know, he didn't go to hurt anybody, and he just went for a challenge that he was trying to get the ball, and he happened to be, you know, the other man came off worse than I hate to see anybody getting injured, but Paddy did not go to injure him. He went for the ball, so that was harsh. And then obviously they lost a few men as well, so you know they lost a number of key players. But at half time, we were a bit disappointed. We were 8-1 and let them back to 8-3, which gave them sort of a lifeline, if you like. But I suppose that goal at the start of this, early in the second half by Lee Brennan, really gave us a foothold in the game, which we never let up of after that. So all in all, yes, I think it's as good a performance as we had in many years for Tyrone. Players determined at half time that they weren't going to give up on the hard work they put into getting themselves in a good position to be 5 points up, and what was going to keep them in that position was to work as hard again, if not harder, and try and keep that gap. If we could keep the gap, even if Mayo got a point or two back, if we could pick off one or two, then we were only always going to keep them chasing the game. And it's not often we're in that position where we have other teams chasing the game. We're quite often chasing it this season in games in the league, but I think today now we were in the front foot from the off and stayed there to the end. We haven't beaten Kerry in a long time, so yes, we have to be on our best form again to try and take something out of the game. It'd be nice to finish off with a win and to go into the championship on the back of three league wins. That'd be very good, and that's our ambition, that's our aim. But I no doubt Kerry will come with a really good intention as well. You know, they're preparing for their championship, and I'm sure they'll have a number of players back that maybe haven't featured too much to date this year, so I expect we'll meet tough resistance there too.